Weiter in Shas. We are in Zvachim Daf Nun Tes. Begin upon and Chesma Beis by the bottom of the page. Second to last line. First word on the line. We are explaining a Mishnah in Tamid, and now we're up to the third explanation for Rav Shravya Amar Hamani Rabbi Yoseglihu. Who is the Mishnah over there? He's going according to Rishaglu. The time of the Brisa. Rabbi Yoseglihu the Omer. Mitoch Shenemar. Since it says, Virasata es a kior bein ohel moed v'gomer, that you should place the kior between the ohel moed and the mizbeach, which means the kior has got to be between the two. The ace, and it also says, beep, turn the page. Nun tesamad alf. Mizbeach ha'ola, v'ace mizbeach ha'ola, that he put the ola mizbeach, he put by the Pesach ohel moed, which is saying that mizbeach v'pesach ohel moed, there was the Mizbeach that was at the entrance of the Olmoid, but the Kiyor was not at the entrance over there. It wasn't in between the Mizbeach and the Olmoid. Where they put it? They were put between the Ulam, the antechamber of the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach. Moshech Kima Klape Hadarum. Pulled out a little bit towards the south of the Mizbeach. Okay, Maika Savra, so if you also include the whole, the reference to the Mizbech itself, Ika Savra called the Mizbech, but Darim Kalyavi says the entirety was in the south, and Nukri because Echol Avila Darim, so let him put the Kier south of the wall of the Hechal, of the sanctuary, Bein Ulam the Mizbech, that would be between the Ulam and the Mizbech, Ve'i Nami, Kasavra, Kedushas Hechal, Ulam Chadahi, and even if you want to say that there's one Kedusha, therefore the Kier can't be put opposite the entranceway of the Ulam. Nukrim because of Ulam Adar, so let him put it south of the wall of the Ulam. Bibain Ulam the Mizbeach, that's the area that's going to be between the closed part of the Ulam and the Mizbeach. So it comes out that Yosef Kli doesn't agree to this idea that the entire Mizbeach was in the south. Inami Kasav Khetsu Vasab Khetsu Vadarum. Now not only that, but if you would also hold that half of it was in the north, half of it in the south, then Nukrim Kosehadarum. Let him put the Kiyor south of the wall, the southern doorpost of the Ulam, of the Hechal, pardon me, Bein Ulam and the Mizbeach, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. There's a lot of pictures here that I could like to take a look, either on Uncle Art or other things you have. Even if you want to hold that the Kedusha of these two is one, therefore the Kiyor can be put in between them. Let him put it by the south of the wall of the Ulam, Bein Ulam Lezbech, between the two over there. So it comes out there. Rizaglili, who puts the Kiyor south of the Mizbech, doesn't agree that there was half north, half in the south. It must be because he holds the entirety was in the Tzafon, in the north, in the northern part of the courtyard. Let him put the kier between the Mizbech and the Hechal that's in the north. It's in the north of the Hechal. And therefore, even if one puts the kier north of the wall of the that wouldn't be no good because it's between the Pesach of the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and well, that just can't be. Right, because with the Ulam and the Hechal are considered one, then the entrance of the Ulam would have the same status as the entrance of the Hechal. And therefore, just like the Kiyor can't be put opposite the entrance of the Hechal, so too it can't be put opposite the entrance of the Ulam. Right, the Vidukim because the Ulam of the Tzafon, let him put the north of the wall of the Ulam, the Bay in Ulam of the Beach. For the Gemara, Amar Krat Tzafona. So Tzafona, Yishayit Tzafon Panoi Mikelim. That the northern part of the courtyard should be empty of any kelim, which includes the kior as well. It should be empty of such ideas, right? Rashi says for kior kliu, right? Because it's one of the kelim. Okay, so controversially, we see now that it must be that it was in the north. Now, who's the one that said it was entirely in the south? Mantan and the Poligalid Rabbi Yosef Glid, who's arguing, says in the south, Rabbi Lezer and Yaakovi. Italian Rabbi Lezer and Yaakovi, Rabbi Lezer and Yaakovi, Omer Tzafona, Sheit Tzafoi, Panamina Klum. When it says Tzafona, which means in the north, it's saying that the north should be completely empty of everything, of Afilim and Mizbech. Even the Mizbech shouldn't be over there. Therefore, it's got to be on the south. Amarav Mizbeach Shenifkam Kolakar, the Shem Shinshatu Sham Psulim, if the Mizbeach became Nifkam, it became damaged, right? Then Kolakachim that got shechted over there, as she says, Ba'azara, our Psulim are going to be Pasal. Mikra Hubi Adinu Ushchachnuhu. And then we had this Pasuk Bishol, so we forgot exactly like what the Pasuk was. Kisolik Rav Kahana, when he came from Bavatar to Israel, Ashkechil Rabbi Shimon Rabbi, the Kamer Mishon Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Minayin Lezbech, Shenifkam, Shekol Kachem, Shishnichlu Sham Psulim, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Emar, Vizavakta Allah, Vizal Osecha, Vizshalom Mecha. V'chi Allah, Atazavech, right, when it says that you make a Mizbech over there and shecht on it all your Ola, Karbonus, and your Shlomin, while you shecht on it, no, Ela, what it means is, Kishu Shalim, Velo Kishu Chaser. It means to say that the carbonus have to be shechted when it's complete and not when it's lacking. And that's what it means. A love means for it, like when it's complete. Rashi says, "V'hai a love begino u'bishvilo kamar." Amar, the Rav Kahana said, "Hainu kradish tamid le'blerav." That was the pasuk that we knew about that slipped away from us that we didn't get that we didn't know. Shkoyach, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, oyoyoyoyoyoy, echazevchaz zapsulin. Both cases, if you have a carbon that's shechted when the mizbeach is damaged, and the case when it wasn't shechted until after it was fixed. They're going to be no good. They're going to be possible. Rashi says, "Bein shenichtu be shas pkimasan, bein shenichtu achetikunam psulam kol hakachim shehayu kedushin ba'osa shada." They were kadosh at that time. They were very hektish. Lafishin niru v'nitchu. They were brought and there's dichoy v'kasavah balechaim nitchan kishrutin. He says that balechaim, things that are alive, can be knocked away when they're alive as well. But Mike, if you want some machlokas, Rav suffer by the chaim in the chaim. Rav holds that anything that's alive can't be rejected from the mizbeach. Rabbi Yochanan suffer by the chaim nitchin. Even by the chaim, they could also be knocked away from the mizbeach. Meisve the kasha on Rav who says that by the chaim in the nitchin. Kol hakachim shayu ad shalom nivna mizbeach. All the karbanos that was all the kachim that were there until the mizbeach wasn't yet built. And then it was built, they're going to be puzzled. Oh, which goes straight up against what you said. It says, Gemara, Nivne. You want to say it's talking about they were muktash before it was even built? It's that sort of a thing would be rejected from the time it got consecrated. Therefore, it wouldn't be good in the first place. Rashi says, Shehuktashu, lo niru, shmamine, dachoy meyakar, havi dachoy, vitiksha, leman, da'amar, lavi dachoy. That's a different kasha. Rather, Bryson means what it means is before the Mizbech was destroyed. So it's telling us that any carbon that was Mukdash before the first piece of Mizbech was destroyed could not be brought after the second one was built. Okay. All right. Okay. Rashi says, Neras is Mashma Bimei Nuchanetzerhoy. That's what it's talking about. So Neras, you really want to say that we're talking about a case that it was Mukdash before it was destroyed? Ha is kenuluhu, but by the time it would be rebuilt, the Beis Hamikdash, it's too old and it's not able to be brought anymore. It says Rashi, Achelo nivne by sheni upshita the pesul and the gabim mumin ketani. It says lehu bebechoros hazaken vecholav hamizuman that these things are going to be no good. It's too old. It's done. It's going to be puzzle. Ella, rather, what are we talking about? Achelo nifkam of mizbeach. Before anything that was mukdash before the mizbeach was damaged, and then afterwards the mizbeach had damaged are going to be disqualified. Okay, the Baraita of the Guru against Rav, who says that a damaged mizbeach disqualifies the carbon only if the offering was shechted, but that was just mukdash. And for the Rav says back, okay, listen, you fixed the whole brisa here, like it wasn't making any sense. Amos, I say shenishchetu. Just say that it says that only that were shechted, not of the mukdash. I v'amar Rav Gidol Amar Rav, which is Rav, right? Who says mizbeach shenekam mektirin ketores b'mkomo. If the mizbeach was removed, we can burn the ketores in its place. So we see the physical mizbeach itself is not necessary. How can Rav say that if the outer mizbeach was damaged a little bit, then all the things that were shechted at the time are going to be no good? Like Rava says, Rabbi Huda b'damim. Rabbi Huda was masking in reference to the blood, the sacrificial blood that they can be thrown only on the mizbeach itself. Here too, the Rav going to be masking when it comes to the sacrificial bloods that they can be thrown only on the mizbeach itself. Okay, my Rabbi Yehuda. Who's Rabbi Yehuda? It says, "Mother Rabbi Yehuda Abedamim." Like what are we talking about over here? Time runs to the Baisa. Beyomahu pasuk in Melachim. Beyomahu kiddush Hamelach etoch haChatzer kimizbach and the choshes Hashem lefnei Hashem katon mehechal. It's doing all the karbanos that are brought. You know, the time of Shlomo Melech, the Beis Hamikdash, amazing. On that day, the king sanctified the interior of the courtyard because the copper altar that was before Hashem was too small to be able to bring all this olos. The farm kicks off and Rabbi Yehuda. Right, these words, the way you understand it, is like they're written. Understand them. That is, take it literal. Shlomo Melech, he was makdish the floor of the courtyard, so the karbanos can be burned on it because the mizbeach is too small for all the karbanos brought. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says back to him. Beep, turn the page. Don't touch my base. Well, look, find Nemar. One second, but didn't already say about the Mizbeach and the Choshes, the copper altar that was used in the time of Moshe until Shlomo built the base of English. Elef Olos, Yalash Shlomo Mizbeach Ahud, that 1,000 olos he brought in that thing, which says that 1,000 karmas can be brought on the Mizbeach of Moshe Ben on one day. So, yeah. Ve'ilu Bebeis Olamim who omer, but about the dedication of the Beis Hamikdash, it says, "Vayizbech Shlomo Zevach Shlomo Shezevach LaHashem Bakar Esrim Ushnayim Elef." He brought 22,000 ox and 120,000 sheep. So we see that the Mizbeach of Shlomo was able to burn 142 times out of Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukshatam Egiel LaChesben Olos Aminyan Amos. But the Mizbeach of Shlomo was so much bigger than that of Moshe that when you would arrive at the sum of the Ola Karbanos brought on each one and compared to the number of the square Amos of each Mizbeach, it comes out that that of Shlomo was larger than the one of Moshe for what it needs. Means that Shlomo's Mizbeach was certainly big enough. It was enough to be able to get all the karbanos of that ceremony over there. So how does Rabbi Huda explain that Shlomo Melech was makdish the azara, the floor over there, because the mizbech was too small? So that has to mean that Shlomo sanctified the courtyard so that it could contain his mizbeach, because that of Moshe was pulled out from being used from then on. Elamai katon. So rather than what does it mean? When it says katan meichal, what does it mean when it's saying that the mizbech and the choshes, that of Moshe Rabbeinu was too small to be able to take the olos, which is mashma that it was not used only because it was too small for that day. Ke'adam ha'omer l'chaver, it's like a person says to his friend, Ploni nanasu, this guy's a midget. Upasa l'avoda, when really, he's puzzle from being from doing the avoda. And a kohen is a midget, is puzzle from doing the avoda, but it's nicer to say, to describe as a midget, rather than to say straight up he's puzzle. And that's why also puzzle didn't say straight out that of Moshe Rabbeinu was permanently knocked away. Instead, we say, oh, it's too small for the karbanos to be able to be brought that day. The Rabbi Yehuda. How do Rabbi Yehuda say back? Shapir ka'amar Rabbi Yossi. Itaka said, good. Rabbi Yossi is proving that the Mizbech of Shlomo Melech was big enough for all the karbanos of the dedication. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that it was too small? And Rabbi Yehuda l'tamei, because according to his own logic, damar Mizbech sha'asa Moshe gadol haya. No, it was actually very big. The time runs out of Baisa. Chamesh amos orech v'chamesh amos rochav. 5 amos by 5 amos. Chamesh amos orech 5 by 5. Dvarim kichsavim, it's like it's written to Rabbi Yossi, that's Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Nemar kan revua, it says over here in Moshe that it's square, Nemar laholon revua, it says, by that of Yecheskel, it was square, and mikik zirishavim, we say, ma laholon, me emtsa iso, hayam odeid, just like in Yecheskel, it's measured from the center, the measurement said in that pasuk is 12 amos by 12 amos, are taken from the center of the area being described. We're going to see that soon. So then the pasuk is only a small area of it, and the total area is really 24 amos by 24 amos. Because it's just taking like one square, Imagine have four squares next to each other to make one big square. So it was going like, let's see, of and number them. Top two are 1, 2, then under is 3, 4. So 1 and 2, they're measuring number one from the middle to the top. Right, that little square itself is 12 up and down, and the one next to it is left and right, but it's not going from the entirety of it, which really would be 24 by 24. It's from the middle that was being measured as well, and therefore it was actually significantly larger than we originally thought. Really, Moshe's with 10 amos by 10 amos. The Hosamina, and how do we know by Yechezkel is actually done from the middle? The Chassim, because the Pasuk says, V'ho Ariel, Shteim Esrei, the Ariel, which is where the fires were, was 12 amos long and 12 amos wide, the Chol Ruach. And it was, we learned in the Braisa, that was in every direction from the center. Oh, Eino El Yud Beis El Yud Beis. How do we know there wasn't Yud Beis 12 by 12 in total? Kishu Omer Al Es El El Arbas Revav, when the Pasuk says toward the four corners, is going from the middle to the four corners, and therefore it ends up being bigger than you thought it was. The Rabbi Yossi, no, when it was Gzir Shava, it's using it for the height of the outer Mizbech. Itani Wilkton, the Brahis of a Shalosh Amos Komaso, it says about the outer Mizbech, and it was 3 Amos its height. The Dvarim Kiksavim, they're exactly like they are written. The top of the Mizbech going to the without the Kronos was 3 amos from the ground. The Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, second Rabbi Yossi Omer, never kan Ravua, v'nemar l'holon Ravua, says here Ravua, and it says by that the Mizbech of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says never kan Ravua, yeah, v'nemar l'holon by the inner Mizbech of Moshe Ravua, and we say Malaholan Gova P Shnayim Kargo, just like below, but the inner is back, its height is double its length. Af Kan P Shnayim Kargo, so here it's double length. So since the Adam is back's length was 5 amos, its height was 10 amos. Amarle Rabbi Yehuda said, wait, hold on 1 second, just 1 minute. Da-na-na-na-na. You're saying it was 10 amos high. Valukvar Neomar Orech. It says it's 5 amos. Right? It was only 5 high. So according to you, the Mizbech was taller than the curtains that were surrounding it. Does it make sense? Rashi says, everybody sees what's going on over here. A little sneeze is going on over here, right? This isn't what's happening. So he says, no, Amar Lo Rabbi Yossi, Valuk Far Nemar. Are you saying only the curtains are only 5 amos high? No, but it doesn't say. Ve'es Kali Chatzer Ve'es Pesach Pesach Shara Chatzer Asher Al Mishkan Ve'al Mizbech Saviv. That must be there at least the size of Mishkan, which is 10 amos high. Right? Because my Mishkan, Yud Amos, Af Mizbeach Yud Amos. V'omer, Kalayim Chamish Esrei, the curtains were 15. Beep, turn the page. Come and say, Amalakasef, 15 amos by the shoulder. Matav Lomash, hey amos, and what does it mean when it says that it's 5 amos? Misvas Mizbeach Ulamala. That's talking from the upper edge of the Mizbeach and up. At the curtains of the courtyard extended 5 amos above that area. What does it mean when it says v'shalosh amos komaso, 3 amos for his height, misfas sovev ulamala? That's talking about from the edge of the sovev and up. Now, what about Ravua when it comes to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda, what's he going to do with this? He says, no, he used it in reference to the width of it, the width of the mizbech. I thought we saw earlier. Ulu Rabbi Yehuda, and even Rabbi Yehuda, how come Mechsechi Kohen? A Kohen doing the Voda can be seen. In Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the Mizbech was 3 amos and the curtain was 5 amos. So the Kohen, who is 3 amos tall, stands on the Mizbech. His head's going to be seen above the curtains. It's okay. He the Kohen Mechsechi, in the Kohen, you can see his head. Avoda de Biyadu, Ulu Mechsechi, but you don't see the Avoda that's in his hand that he's doing. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.